And now, James Gravel.
In the religious world today, there are almost as many different types of church organization as there are groups to be organized. Catholics have a pope, cardinals, bishops, and priests. Some religions, like the Church of England, have a king or queen as their earthly heads. Some denominations, like the Baptist, have conventions that dictate church policy. Other denominations, like Methodist, have conferences that set such policy. Some groups, like Scientology and Catholicism, even have worldwide headquarters. Scientology's is in Clearwater, Florida. Catholicism is in Rome. Many religious groups have a pastor who runs the local church. Some, like Baptist, have a board of deacons at the local level. Others, like Presbyterians, have presbyters who call the shots. Still others, like Nazarenes, have a superintendent who makes church decisions. And some, like the Greek Orthodox Church, have a synod of bishops that dictate church policy. None of these, however, is authorized by the Bible. The New Testament is crystal clear regarding the organization of the Lord's church. Paul told Titus to appoint elders in every city, as I commanded you, Titus 1 verse 5. Acts 14 verse 3 documents how the apostles appointed elders in every church. Numerous other passages in the New Testament, like Acts 11 verse 30, Acts 16 verse 4, and James 5 verse 14, specifically mention elders in the church. In speaking of those elders, Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey those who have rule over you, and be submissive, for they watch for your souls and must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you." In 1 Timothy 5:17, we are told, "Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine." Two verses later, Paul wrote, "Do not receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses," 1 Timothy 5, verse 19. Such statements show just how important the Lord and His inspired writers obviously considered the office and role of an elder in the church to be. There are many different traits by which a person today can distinguish if a church is the Lord's church. One of those ways is by its organization.